Hey yo, what's up everyone? Welcome to the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify and Google Podcasts. How are you doing today? So today I was on TikTok Live and I decided, you know what, why don't I just make TikTok Live a podcast? Because today when I was on live, I was like, this is a really fun thing to do. I'm interacting with people in real time. I'm talking about what's going on. And it's a really fun thing to do. Like, I really enjoyed it. So today, I am actually just going to post a full audio of TikTok Live. And, you know, it's a really fun thing to do. I really enjoy it. I love interacting with viewers. I love talking to people around the world. I just love doing that all together. And you know what? I'm thinking about incorporating more TikTok Live videos into a podcast. Make it more, I guess more interacting. So, I mean, who knows? And I may have guests on, too. I may just start incorporating listeners into the show. But the only shitty part is TikTok may be gone by next year. Hopefully not. I mean, hey, I love the platform. I love interacting with people. It's fun, you know? But, yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I think interacting with people in real time is a real good way of how radio should be and how podcasts should be. So I hope you enjoy this, because I know I did. And, you know, interviews are going to be coming soon. I know I've been slacking on a podcast, but I don't know. I haven't really had ideas lately, and I didn't really have an interview this week. So, you know, next week. We always got next week. And then we got a few more weeks until we take our summer break. Because I'm looking at the calendar right now. We have 2 weeks left of May, and then we got June. And I'm going to be here all of June until the 29th, or 28th, actually. So, hopefully you enjoy that, because I know I will. So, yeah, no more talking. I'm going to play some music, go right into TikTok Live, and hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think, too. Smash a like, follow, Spotify, Google Podcasts, also TJTV6 on TikTok. All right, let's get to it. I'll see you guys in just a few moments.
TikTok Live, only on. Oh boy, what is this? Oh. I might as well, what's up? I might as well grab it while I'm here. What's up? How are we all doing? Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Is it Thursday? I don't even know what day it is. My days are all mixed up. Tired. Had a long night. Went to bed at like 9 o'clock. Makes me feel old saying that. Yeah. No, I actually, like, I went to bed early. So early last night that, because I wanted to get up early today. Just for one reason in particular. But I was out last night drinking with my wife, and I'm just like, oh, man. I was like, I am in a food coma. You ever, like, been in, like, a food coma where, like, you go out, you drink a lot, and then you eat on top of that, and then you're like, oh, great, I got to go to bed. It was, like, one of those nights last night. And I usually never go out during the week. It's just, like, this week in particular where we just decided, let's just go out and say screw it. Like, we were supposed to go, we usually go shopping on Wednesdays, but not yesterday. So, yeah, usually it was just me, just us going out and drinking. Thank you for your likes. It was just us going out all week. That's all we've been doing. And, that's one good thing about, not having kids you can go out and do whatever you want, really, which is awesome. But, you know, whenever we do decide to have kids in the future, in like a year or two or three, that's when our going out time will be limited. Because once you have kids for a few years, you can't go out, unfortunately. But that's a different story for a different day. Same thing with, like, dogs, too. Yeah, and thank you for the likes, by the way. Same thing with dogs. You can't really go out as much because you constantly have to watch your dog or be with your dog. I mean, yeah, you can go out to a bar or you can go and hang out. Thank you for the follow. But you can't go – I'm going to follow you back, too. But you really can't go out, you know, and hang out and whatnot. But – that's just a different story for a different day. Anyways, yeah, so I've been going live almost every day this week. It's shocking. I might go live a couple times today. Who knows? I haven't posted a podcast in a minute, but I did post a new episode of Unexplainable, which is my show that I do on YouTube. It's a ghost show. 3 6-minute episodes. I think this episode that we just did was like about 10 minutes. But it's about my ghost adventures playing with the Ouija board. And there's only like 3 episodes I think I'm going to film. What is my password? So that's what we're doing. Oh, hold that. Doing. Oh, hold that thought. Okay, I'm back. I had to do something real quick. Anyways, yeah. Oh, finally, it got sent to me. Thank God. I got a busy day ahead of me. I got a busy day the next couple Fridays. Actually, not this Friday. Next Friday. It's going to be really dreadful, which I'm very, you know, not looking forward to a little bit. But, yeah. Why did this guy give me a almost 30-minute show? Power of working in radio. You got to scan this to see if I can get anything. Cut something down. Q&A, guys. Give me anything. Give me any questions you have. Any answers. I can answer anything. I'm an open book. I'll try to answer to my full potential. I can say, no gag reflex here. What does that mean? I had like a something in my throat. Like a phlegm. If you might as well know. No, yeah, I'm actually looking, there you go. I tested it out. I can't gag on command. What's your opinion on gum? Because, like, I am not a fan of gum. I never was really a fan of gum. Like, I just hate the fact that people chew it. It's gross. And then, like, it's just a gross, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Gum is the worst thing ever invented. Like, you're sitting there chewing on something that's so gross looking. It smells like shit after a while. Oh, I don't even care if it gets stuck in my teeth. I'd never chew it. Whoever chews gum is a psychopath. Honestly. Like, most people who chew gum, you're psychopaths. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not afraid to say it. What's the worst that could happen? I lose people? It's just my opinion. It's like putting ketchup on mac and cheese, like on Kraft mac and cheese. Yeah, like gum is the worst thing invented. People who chew it, they chew it like a cow. It's so obnoxiously. It's so gross. What do I do for work? I work on the radio. I'm a radio producer. I'm currently in the middle of cutting something down at the same time, too. But yeah, people who chew gum, they chew it like a cow. It's so gross. It's just, ugh, that's something that will make me gag, honestly. Like, if someone is chewing that near me, like, ugh. It's a big pet peeve of mine, and always was and always will be. And, people who think I'm a psychopath for not liking gum, then, hey, I'd rather just chew on a Tic Tac. No, I don't, unfortunately. I produce my own, if you know what I mean. No, I don't do any of that. No, I actually, I produce about 30 radio shows a week. Pretty much about 30 radio shows a week, which is what I do. So that's what I do for a living. What do you do for a living? What does everyone do for work? The people who are actually watching. I know some people just like to, you know, do nothing, but that's the thing. I'm a workaholic. I'm either working at work, or I'm doing lifts, or I'm doing something else, which I haven't had any weird lift occurrences yet, but no one's watching. Well, I mean, you are, so this guy's like, no one's watching. You're watching. You're the one who commented. You just gave me clout, dude. I love that. When people, like, I love hate comments. Oh, you're a cardiologist. Oh, man. That has to be a hard job. Cardiology, I would have to imagine. Yeah, no, sleepy. Yeah, no, you're right about that. That's the thing. I love when people, like, spread so much hate on my, like, channel. They'll be like, I got a comment yesterday. You were being stalked, and now your house is haunted? This is unbelievable. It's fake. Well, you ever hear of creative content? Like, honestly, it's creative content. Thank you for the likes, Jay. Cake decorator? My wife wants to do something like that. So she wants to be a baker, but a lot of people want skilled, like, people who've been in the business for a while. Well, in what way? I mean, is that a compliment? Thanks for the compliment. I want to, just because red hair, orange hair. Let's see. Follow this person. I want to follow a lot of people. If you guys follow, I will follow you back. Pokemon cards. I'm going to follow Peaches. She's a cool person. No comment. Why you want to know? Thank you for the follow, Peaches. I'm going to follow just random people today. People who've been in the community. I do have people who used to watch all the time, but I haven't really been going live as much. But I kind of like going live. I like the feel of going live with people. I might just start doing it every day. How would you like that if I went live every single day? For all you watching, how would you like that if I went live every day at like 7 o'clock in the morning? Some comments are protected because they are filtered. I don't even filter my comments, to be honest. I really don't. So I'm going to go see the strangers this week. Tomorrow, to be exact. Because, I don't know. I really want to see that movie. What did you do? I work on the radio. Radio producer. I'm going to go see the strangers tomorrow. And I have a house up in the Poconos as well. So whenever I, like, am up there, it's just my wife and I always get, like, a weird sense, like, what if the strangers actually happened? Like, what are the odds of, like, three people in mass villains coming to kill somebody? Like, it kind of does cross my mind a little bit because, like, you're up in a secluded area. The cops are, like, approximately 30 to 40 minutes away. I'm pro-choice. Oh, hey, there you go. I tried Tinder a long time ago. It wasn't for me. I was on Tinder. I got a match with some girl. I'm not going to name her name. She was into horror movies like me. We had a really big, we just loved horror. That was our favorite thing. We loved horror movies, podcasts, whatever. And we would constantly watch horror movies, and I got kind of bored of it after a minute. And I'm just like, all right, well, you know, can we watch something else? She's like, well, I don't want to watch anything other than horror. I'm like, oh. I'm like, all right. And then she said, she wanted to off herself, and she wanted me to do it with her, like Romeo and Juliet at the end. And I wasn't about that. I'm good. So I learned never go on Tinder. I'm not even going to read that, but that's just a great comment. Oh, boy. it's funny. But yeah, I never do Tinder. Tinder is not fun. I if I ever became single, I don't think I would ever do Tinder. Even bars, like, I don't know, like, I feel weird going to a bar and trying to hook up with some random person. You know what I mean? Like, that's if I ever became single. Hey, I ask my wife all the time, what's scary? Buy land? No, so here's the thing. My wife doesn't get scared of a lot of things. It's weird. So, like, I thought, like, you know, most... This is, like, my personal opinion. A lot of women get scared of scary situations, like, you know, the strangers or ghosts or whatnot. She doesn't get scared of anything. It's weird. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I got up at 3 in the morning today, and I had to go to the bathroom. And I'm walking to my door, and I hear a... on my door, I'm like... I'm not dealing with this ghost tonight. I'm going to bed. Because literally, like, you hear a knock on the door at 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, what is going on? But the fact that I heard a knock, I'm just like, all right, I'm going to bed. Yeah, she's brave. She doesn't get scared of anything. Like, for example, I'm afraid of spiders. Spiders are a big fear of mine. I'm not afraid to admit that, but I make her kill, like, spiders. Yeah, I'm afraid of spiders. I'm not a big fan of, like, moths for some reason. I hate moths. They're so gross looking. Like, I'll kill moths, but spiders, shaky. I guess I spent a lot of money and... excuse me. Oh, my back. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't like spiders. I don't like a lot of bugs, really. Stink bugs are gross. I hate them. I actually trapped them in a bottle. I have this, like, this jar that was just kind of chilling in my room, my back room. And I caught them, and I... trapped them in there, and I think they died, honestly. I wasn't trying to kill them, but, you know, just the fact that they were trapped in there. And they did stay alive for a pretty good, like, few days, and then I kind of forgot about them. I was like, I wonder if they're still around. But stink bugs are not that bad. They just are weird. You're scared of guinea pigs? That's different. I've never heard of that. I mean, actually, no, my mom's afraid of them. My mom hates rodents in general. My mom's afraid of mice, rats, squirrels, and any rodent, really. Funny story about that. So, I remember this, and my mom doesn't remember this at all. So, I had to be like 7 or 8, and there was a squirrel eating out of my mom's trash can. And she was shoveling, and my mom was throwing snowballs at the squirrel because she was so afraid of him. But she was throwing little, like, snowballs at the squirrel, just like, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, he's scaring me. I'm like, he's eating out of our trash can. So she throws a big, like, ice ball at the squirrel. It comes after her. She picks up the shovel and smacks it right in the face. Like, it literally just jumped up, and she's got it. Good timing, smacked the fucking thing right in the face, and it, like, fell on the ground. I thought she killed him, and then she ran inside, and the squirrel eventually got up and got away. Good morning to your mom, Tess. Yes. But I remember this. I remember it so vividly, and I told her, I was like, Mom, you remember the time you, like, smacked the shit out of a squirrel? She's like, I never did that. I'm like, yes, you did. I remember that very vividly. I was 7 when you did that. You were throwing snowballs at the thing, and you just smacked him in the face. No problem. Here, I'll follow you. If I don't follow you, yeah, I'll follow you right now. But, like, I understand you're afraid of things, but, like, if it's not bothering you, then don't smack animals in the face regardless. Like, I just remember that very vividly. And I know it wasn't a dream. My mom was a character. Like, she still is. Some of the things she does. And so, like, there were these two guys. They had to be, like, 13 or 14. And they had, you ever play, like, cops and robbers as a kid? Like, people with, like, toy guns. These two kids were running down the street and their guns were down like this, like they were cops. And my mom and I were about to go, I think, to like a family party. And she's like, TJ, get in the car. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, get in the car. They're going to shoot at us. I'm like, thought about it. I'm like, by you yelling, get in the car. And if they really want to come and like, you know, attack me or whatever, why would you say, get in the car, like scream, get in the car, when they're going to shoot me anyways and you're going to be inside? Like, what's the purpose of that? And then we had an argument. I was like, you know, they were kids, right? And they were toy guns. You don't know a real gun from a toy gun. I'm like, yes, I do. I'm pretty sure I'm. I was like, listen, I got held up by gunpoint when I was 19. I know what a toy gun and a real gun looks like. Trust me. That's a fun story. I was, I used to work at a parking garage with my dad. Yeah, but still, like, I'm already halfway in the car at this point. And she says, get in the car, and someone's coming with a gun, and they're going to get me anyways, I mean. But no, I was held up at gunpoint, actually, when I was 19. So, what happened was, I worked in parking with my dad, and literally, I was the parking attendant. So people will come up to the parking garage and you would give them the ticket, put it in, $3 or whatever. So these two dudes rolled up to the gate, beeped their horn at me, and I'm like, all right, what's going on? So I walk out, I'm like, hey, what's up? And they're like, yeah, you know, we're trying to get out. And they're like, you know, are you going to let us out? I said, well, I need to see your ticket first. So I look at the ticket and they're like, well, how much is it going to be? And I'm looking at my time, looking at my phone. I'm like, well, it looks like it's going to be about $3. And this man pulled out a gun, pointed it to my chest, and said, you better let me out or I'm going to shoot you. I'm like, all right, say no more. Let him out. I told my dad about that. He was like, why'd you let him go? I said, my life is worth way more than $3. Like, come on. It was wacky. The 18th, that's Saturday. Wow. Yeah, I mean, so I was held up. Yeah, over $3. What did I say this weekend was? 17th, 18th? I really should be doing work. But yeah, no, I got held up at gunpoint. I told my dad, he was like, why'd you let him go? I'm like, why would you let him go? He was like, no, I would just get shot. I'm like, you must have bumped your head. I said, I'm not doing that. You must be crazy. Over $3. I really wonder what would have happened to that guy. Because I let him go, and then I haven't seen him ever again. That kind of just crosses my mind. Like, whatever happened to that man that just, like, held a gun at me? Like, this ruined my day. Why not just kick me in the balls? Give me the mental pain. That's what I'd rather have would have had. I'll tell you. Mental pain is so much worse than, like, physical pain. It really is. I'm not saying that out of context. Like, I know a lot of people who go through a lot of mental things, and I'm one of them too. But I mean, the fact that like people just go through the mental pain, it's just nuts. Yeah, mental pain's the worst. And I used to say to people when they would cut me off driving, I used to tell these people, I hope you get in an accident now. I just say, I hope your wife cheats on you or something, or your husband cheats on you, just to give them the mental pain, because physical pain, they can get over that. Like, I was driving yesterday, and I was in my complex, so I'm going out. I can't go straight. I can only go left, right, and my signal wasn't on. And it's the one time. I really never use my signal in the development. Thank you for the likes, by the way. And I'm turning left, and there's this dude in a truck coming from this direction. So I'm stopped waiting for him to go. And he's like, yeah, nice signal, asshole. I'm like, really? All over a signal? You're going to get mad over that? I'm like, dude, I never use my signal in a park, in my development. Never have, and I probably never will. I mean, because I can't, like, if you're at an intersection where you can't go straight, you can only go left or right, like, I just didn't think there was a point for my signal to be on. I'll use my signal doing left because I got people in the car and people do, like, complain that if I don't use my signal, like, but still. People are wacky, like, you can't get mad over not using the signal, and if you get mad over not using the signal, then you obviously have an anger management problem. And I get it. Using your signal is probably courteous and all that, but who cares? I'm not here to please other people. I'm here to please myself, and that's it. And my wife. That's it. I don't care about, like, other people on the road. It's the truth. And most of the people on the road, they have their phones up in the air, like, texting and driving, almost getting into an accident. Like, no. And that's the thing. The driving test system is so stupid. Like, you have to learn how to parallel park. You have to learn how, like, the parallel parking thing's bullshit. Unless you live in a city, that's when you can actually use parallel parking. I go to the city a numerous amount of times, so I do use it for, you know, my personal benefit, because I do know people in the city. But you shouldn't have to learn how to parallel park unless you're doing it in the city. Never use it. I used it a few times, actually, in my life. I actually used to work in Philly at the Marriott, and we would parallel park a lot if we needed to. 6522. But yeah, I never use it where I'm at. Yeah, I mean, just the fact that, like, who uses parallel parking? Unless you live in a big city. I really would love to know that. Because I don't even use it. But I used to love the Marriott. The Marriott, that I make good money, too. Excuse me. Yeah, I made really good money when I worked at the Marriott. Like, in tips, people would tip, like, 40 to 50 bucks, like, every 2 hours, and we would have to split it between people. Why do you give me videos? I hate when people give me videos, because I can't really do that. Paste. Yeah. But, yeah, I never use parallel parking. Let me see, how long will this be if I put these two videos together? Oh, perfect. 23 minutes. Perfect. That's great. What am I doing for work now? I get this show. It's called, I don't even know what the show's called, to be honest. I think it's about food. So basically, this show that I get, I have to clip the interviews together to see how long it is. Then I got to email her and say, hey, we got 23 minutes to work with. I still need a 28-minute show. So I need you to send me like 4 or 5 minutes of content real quick. So basically, I'm just looking at the clips to see what I need to do, which I might just do it all tomorrow. I don't feel like doing it today. I really don't feel like I went to bed early. I'm fucking tired still. Yeah, I don't want to do it right now. I mean, I still got it. She still has to send me her intro, but I don't really want to call anybody. I'm not in the mood. And I got to do a clock for one of my shows. It's a flower show. Talks about all things flowers. And then I got to produce a show over there in one of our pre-recorded rooms, and do something with this one person. Yeah, I do a lot. Like, working in radio, you would think, like, you know, people just come in and don't do anything. No, you do a lot. I mean, you literally do a you do, like, a book report. That's how crazy it is. And I can't wait for next Friday. It's Memorial Day weekend. And I know from 2 to 7, it's going to be a power drill. Because, here, I'll show you real quick. Let me see if I can flip this. I'm going to try to flip my camera real quick. So all these elements right here, they're not going to be in the system next week for one of the stations I work for. So I got to physically go in here and drop it in here as time goes on. Oh, yeah. So that's what I have to do. I physically have to go into the system, type in the number, pick it, and drop it every half or every like 20 minutes because it's called the we're doing something called like the Philly 500, and we gotta drop like a list of songs in, and I gotta put liners in, sweepers, and sweepers are pretty much just like, you're listening to yada yada yada, or you're listening to so and so. So I got to do a whole bunch of stuff. The best thing I like about this thing, too, it's touchscreen, so I can just tap it and put it in real quick. But, yeah, no, radio is nuts. It's a crazy thing. I love what I do, don't get me wrong. But it's crazy what we got to do. Touching the screen right now. And then sometimes my touchscreen doesn't work, so I gotta physically just click it. But, see, I'm gonna try to post you on something if I can. Can't really prop anybody on anything. Oh well. I prop you on the computer, but like I said, it's touchscreen, and like with my luck. If I put this on the touchscreen, something's going to break. I don't feel like dealing with all that. Good morning. Harley, I haven't seen you in... Damn, I haven't seen you in ages. Holy shit. I haven't seen you since COVID. So, for people who don't know, Harley and I actually used to work together a long time ago. Yeah. Wow. I'll never forget, Harley told a story where, and I think it's when we were moving, we were going to a different location. So, replay, okay. Anyways, so Harley was telling me a story. When we were moving from one shop to another shop, because Reuben told, it was a car dealership, it got moved to like a Toys R Us. It used to be a Toys R Us, I think. Harley told me this story where... there's a guy and a girl walking out of this bar, and some dude came out and smacked her ass, and the dude punched him right in the face, and the guy who got punched in the face was, like, throwing shit, walking in the middle of the road. I'll never forget that. And then the cops got called, and the cops tackled the dude at a CVS. What was I doing? I can't, totally just lost my under... here we are. But, yeah. That was one story I'll never forget that she told me that. The guy just gets punched in the face after smacking some girl's ass. That's great. I would punch him in the face too. Yeah, no. And I remember that guy in particular because like he's so angry and he has like this black bag and he's throwing it on the ground, picking it up, throwing it on the ground, and then he gets tackled. And I remember you said something like, I always see these situations and I don't know how, like you said something around the lines that I always see these situations. And it's just funny, just like, I never saw that, but you told me the story. And first off, I was just like, nah, that didn't happen. But then I see the guy throwing shit everywhere. I'm like, this is crazy. Reuben told us the best. Yeah, no, I miss Reuben told. Because we had a pretty good group of people there. But, I mean, after COVID, it just kind of like, I don't know, my love of like working in car dealerships died. I was a parts driver too. Parts was like wild. Some of the places I've been to. And then we had a manager and his name was, what was his name? Rick. And I told Rick, I put Old Bay on pizza. And he got so angry with, Rick Biddle. Yeah, I remember him now. He yelled at me for putting Old Bay on pizza. He's like, Old Bay, that's not going pizza. I'm like, yeah, well, it does for me. Yeah, I remember that. That was the best. I love that. That was the best time. I miss Reuben Toll. I still like mess with Rick sometimes. I still show pictures of Old Bay and pizza, just send them on Snapchat and he gets so mad. Oh man. Hey, Dude, I don't know. Yeah, dude, I miss some of the things that Reedman told. And a lot of the people don't work, like, from what I hear, a lot of people don't really work there anymore, from what I was told. I mean, they were cool guys. Wasn't there... I'm going to follow you for following me. Thank you for the follow. Harley, do you remember there was a... there was a manager there, and he almost got into a fight with this other, with a technician. Do you remember that? Because I remember that happening. They almost got into a fist fight, and the manager quit because he was afraid of that guy. Remember that? Like, there was a technician and a manager almost got into a fist fight. If you're still here. Little John. Yeah, no, I have so many there are so many good memories I've had, depending on where I'm, where I worked. I'll never forget when I used to work at the hospital, in the parking. So that's where the parking garage was. It was in the hospital. And somebody stole a baby from the maternity ward, and the people drove off. And the fucking security guards were running out of the hospital, chasing them on foot. I'm like, what are you doing? Why? If somebody is being stolen from the maternity ward, why would you chase them on foot? And, you could do, one of those TV shows, the police officers. Get on the ground. Get out of the car. I got to chase this guy. But you're chasing somebody on foot. And the guy is already, probably 3 miles away. Idiots. Then I got a gun pulled on me again. I got a rifle pulled on me, actually, at this point. So I was driving to work. It was 4 in the morning. I had to be there at 5, and they were doing a drug bust across the street from the hospital. And I see these cops with rifles, and they were, trying to get this, I guess, whatever's going on. And one guy pointed it at me as I'm driving up them. He's like, get the fuck out. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, say no more, dude. And, that was the second time I got a gun pulled on me. I guess they thought I was somebody else, but, yeah. Excuse me. But, yeah, I mean, from Iowa, PA, Pennsylvania. God, I can't stop burping. Anyways, yeah, no, I love, I have great stories. I've had so many things happen in my life. It's just crazy. Yeah, it's fun. I love doing what I do sometimes. I love everything I've been through just because, I could write a whole book on my jobs. People shooting from the helipad, I got into a fight with a taxi driver working in Philly. Got a gun pulled on me. Crazy. Yes. There are. I will admit that. Speaking of that, I'm probably going to get going, though, because I do got to get some work done. I want to get this project done. So, yeah. But... maybe I'll come back. Maybe. We'll see. I got a lot of things I want to do today. So, who's Minnie? Wow, you're kind of cute. I'm going to follow you. All right. Oops, I said that out loud. Anyways, yeah. I'm going to get going just because I have some stuff I want to get done. And, yeah. All right. I'll see you guys later. And whoever lets me go.
All right, that was it. Hope you enjoyed it. So I actually started a new series on TikTok. It's called Scary Urban Legends. And I'm going to be doing different states every day. I don't know how long I'm going to keep the series going. And I don't even know how many videos I'm going to post. But I'm still going to be doing Ouija board stuff. I have, I want to say, 1, 2, 3 more Ouija board videos I want to do real quick before the show ends. So who knows? Maybe we'll do something. Who knows? All right. So if you want more TikTok live content, let me know. I'll definitely start going on here. But hey, it is what it is. All right. That was it. Yeah, maybe I'll do it again tomorrow. We'll see how this goes. If I go on TikTok live tomorrow, maybe we'll do that. And yeah. All right. Love you all to death. Bye.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to